saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. That's just A Dad's Point of View, the page. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. A recent one just had. We'll learn about it. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
It's good to be back, Bruce.
Well, the topic today is how men and women communicate differently, and I would really like your thoughts on that. But first, why don't you give us a little recap about how your annual retreat went, which just took place up here in Santa Barbara a couple weekends ago.
Indeed. Well, all the men who came, they stayed and they completed, and that's a sign of success for us because the work can be very challenging and difficult for the men. And they all made it through, and as always, we saw amazing changes happen in some of the men. Resistance that disappeared, feelings that finally came up that have been absent for years, and new commitments by the men to go back and do a better job to be dad and to be the husband.
You know, I haven't been to a weekend in a while. I went to certainly, I don't know how many I went to, probably half a dozen, because I was quite active in it and with you, and felt very attached to the process. So I'm curious, I know you don't like to reveal the details of the weekend, but there was one ritual you always did each week, which is, or each weekend, I should say, in which the men revealed something that I won't say what it is in a circle. And it was one of the first things. Are you still doing that? And was it as powerful as I always remember it to be?
You know, all the rituals and exercises are really powerful.
But are you doing the one I'm referring to, which I think you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not exactly sure which one. We've changed things around, the order of which, but mm-hmm. The men are asked to reveal things very early.
Okay.
So that they can get to know each other.
Well, the one that I remember, again, I'm not going to give it away. I remember once, you know, it was a circle of about 40 men. And it went whatever direction it went, and it started basically the furthest away from me it could be, so that I would be one of the last men to reply. And as it got closer to me, I felt almost like I didn't belong in this group, because I heard such horror stories as related to the topic at hand. Horror stories is too hard, but harsh stories or rough stories.
Yes, yes.
And I felt, in comparison, I had it so easy that, like, gosh, I can't offer anything here. But what it did for me is instantly make me have compassion for every man that spoke. And as you said, it breaks down walls and immediately makes somebody comes in and they, you know, guys with guys, there's always that bravado. But when you have some of these rituals that reveal who we really are, especially if a man's willing to be honest, it just goes away, and then we're just men.
Right, and then we can start to build the relationships and get down to the deeper layers that we all have, and when we understand what's going on for us, the things that we've been unconscious to for years and years, we can start actually making some changes we never thought were possible back at home.
So, would you have one takeaway from this particular weekend that was different or unique or reinforced from other ones?
Well, we had resistance from a couple of men that was deeper than we'd ever seen before. And it affected all of the men, because they could see this particular guy, what a struggle he was having just to be there.
But he wasn't leaving.
But he didn't leave. And then when he ultimately, when he gave up the ghost and he joined in completely, the impact on all the men was tremendous. And so, you know, we set up a structure and we have certain things that we do, but the real experience that a man has when he comes to something like this has so much to do with who the other men are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And that's so, why no matter what the structure is, every weekend is unique.
That's right. And in the end, although I had my doubts at times whether things were going to really shift for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that we must continue to trust the men and trust the process because it definitely works.
Well, very good, very yep. good. So let's talk a little bit, and congratulations on another successful weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about how men and women communicate, because I know that's a topic you probably hate to discuss on the weekends, and I know it's a regular topic in your men's groups, as yes. I've been part of. I assume you read the column, and I just would like your insights into maybe basically how to help us in our communications.
Well, lots of times when I'll sit down with a couple or I'll talk to a man by himself, they'll say that the problem is we don't communicate. We have communication problems. And the truth is, it's not that there's no communication. It's what's being communicated.
Mm-hmm.
And usually by the time I'm brought into a scene, what's being communicated is anger and resentment. And so first we have to start getting conscious to what exactly we are doing. Because if you're not paying attention, lots of things are going on, and the damage mounts, and the hurt continues. So men and women are different, and we both agree about that. And what women need from men is very different on some levels from what men need from women.
Okay, be specific, because my article and my assertion is that these differences are part of the cause of the problem, and instead of recognizing and celebrating them, we're fighting them.
Right. Well, we teach men, like at our men's weekends, how to treat other men like men, which is different than how you would try to treat the women you're trying to seduce or the women that you're married to. It's very different. There's a level of honesty and directness that works for men when we're not concerned about hurting feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But that same approach cannot and does not work when a man is dealing and talking and caring about his woman.
So is it as simple as, honey, how do I look in that dress and I'm not telling the truth?
No. I mean, I know those are sort of like stereotypical
right.
traps that,
right.
that one can get into. But more importantly, there are certain things that we both need in a relationship. We both need to be heard. We both need to be loved and cared for in a way that means something to us. And oftentimes in a relationship, that's just not happening. For many reasons, men aren't telling the truth because they don't know how to, or they're afraid of upsetting their women. And so what happens just so quickly is that things are not being said. For reasons that have nothing to do with the relationship, they have to do with the men coming into the relationship.
Can you be more specific?
Can I be more specific?
Yeah, give me an example.
Well, there are a lot of men who don't want to upset their women. So any kind of complaint about sex or how things are around the house or what they want to do, they are afraid of saying it.
So they'll suppress it.
Yes. Now, they're afraid of saying it because maybe they haven't known how to do it without being critical, and then it turns into an argument, and they just want to avoid the argument. Or maybe that never happened, but they've had such an experience watching their parents go at it that they've decided, well, that doesn't work, so I'm going to try it this way.
Yeah, I'm just not going to talk about it.
Right, and so the pendulum swings the other way, and that doesn't work either. So what I've found in the couples work that I've done is that the real key is you have to be able to create an environment where you can tell the truth and you can do so without being critical, and that you can hear each other and be able to appreciate what each other needs and is saying. And when that starts to happen, a lot of the barriers that existed beforehand often can go away. But it takes work. You know, we are very dug in around the story we tell ourselves about what our relationship is, about thinking that we know our partner and exactly what's going to be said.
Or like me, knowing that I'm right all the time.
Being right or needing to be right is definitely something that doesn't work in relationships. Yes.
You could be right or you could be dead in the crosswalk is one of the things I like to say.
Well, there's that saying, you want to be married or you want to be right.
Right, exactly. That's a better one.
But that's not, there's some truth to it, because needing to be right precludes you from being able to listen.
I'm only being quiet because I want those words to sink in to me as well as our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, usually what we're arguing about in relationships are feelings. We may not be aware of it, but we're feeling hurt. We're not feeling heard. and then it becomes, we think it's about the content. We think we're arguing about money. We think we're arguing about how to parent the kids. But we can't even deal with the money issues or the parenting issues until the two of us can really hear each other.
Okay, so what are some of the buzzwords that men should avoid?
Well, when you...
Or expressions.
Well, anything that's critical. You know, if...
Well, then how do you bring up something that bothers you from your...
I'd like to talk about what's going on with the kids because I'm really uncomfortable about what's happening.
Versus, I really don't like the way you're
when
handling
this.
When
you do this. That, right. You know what you're doing to the kids? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's overtly critical, but there are other ways, other ways that were critical. And, you know, most people will not really recognize it without a little guidance. You know, because even to say, I don't understand why you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
is critical. What do you really want to say? It's like, you know, when you do that, I just feel like you're cutting off from me, and it makes me really uncomfortable, or it makes me sad, or it reminds me of what happened all my life growing up with my mother. I mean, there's something behind these comments that we throw out. And as soon as the men do that with women, for sure, I mean, forget about it. The conversation's over. They're being criticized, and they're not available. But the truth also is, and men find this when they start doing this work, is that they need to be heard, too. And they realize the difference when she really hears them and how that feels. And so, there's a whole philosophy behind this kind of work and couples work, but it's fantastic, and I think every couple would benefit from real good couples counseling. Unfortunately, as we might have talked about in the past, it's not all good.
It's more often not. Listen, we are out of time, unfortunately, Wayne. Quickly, where can my listeners reach you?
Oh, bettermancoaching.com. They can get a copy of my book that's now available in all sorts of formats, including audio and ebook versions.
Thank you, Wayne. Congratulations on your weekend. I'll talk with you not next week. We're off next week, but the following.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye-bye.
And nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out, too busy a living to worry about a thing called love.